up today chatting with, well, Aiden Melstad, of course, Alex's older brother, but obviously a very good golfer in his own right. And Aiden, you've had quite a week with a couple of record-breaking performances. But before we talk about that, again, I assume it's kind of the same, just grew up kind of on the golf course in Wynyard, hey?
Yeah, my parents just introduced me to it at a very young age. Both my dad and my mom have been golfers their whole life, so that just kind of set me up for the game.
Despite being around the sport, you still got to love it. What do you like about it?
Yeah, I like that. In lots of sports, in my opinion, practices aren't that fun. But when you're practicing for golf, just out on the course for a fun 9 or 18, it's lots of fun. And when there's endless possibilities in the game, so you can go out there, you can get a hole-in-one, you can break a course record, or you can go and shoot 105.
You know, obviously, you know, you got to get started. I'm sure it was MJT, but, you know, that's a big leap, whether it's male or female. But obviously, you jumped in there. How was that, just getting the start in competitive golf? I'm going to assume probably 7 or 8 years ago for you.
Yeah, I think it was about 5 years ago we started playing mini tours, and or me and Alexa did. And then we also would play the junior provincials back then. Yeah. So, yeah, those were the tournaments that kind of got me into competitive golf.
For sure, obviously, you know, climbed leaderboards throughout the last half decade. How has your summer been personally? Do you feel, you know, this year?
Yeah, I've been kind of stuck in the high 70s range, where a bad round is low 80s and a good round is low 70s. So to finally get this tournament to happen and break through on those scores feels really good.
For sure, yeah. This week, you know, it's kind of plateaued. We'll start with Wynyard. I don't know if you're just playing with buddies or who you're out there with. Next thing you know, you shoot a 30 on, you know, obviously a record on your 9-hole course. But just one of those days, or what?
So that day was actually our Wynyard Junior tournament, and then following it, we had a horse race. So when I shot the 30, it was in the horse race, and it was kind of funny because I birdied one, and then I had a 3-footer for birdie on two, and kind of joked if I make this, the course record's in play. And then I missed the 3-footer, and then I was like, oh well, there that goes. And then I had a couple crazy up and downs, made a couple birdies, and then the course record was right back all of a sudden.
Yeah, that old classic joke, hey, birdie one, what's the course record, right? But yeah, you know, you doing it and not only just playing with your buddies, and, you know, there's a little bit more stress to it, and it's a little bit more, you know, serious, right?
Yeah, it was lots of fun doing it. It was actually in the horse race. I actually ended up losing. Tylan Wallen was there from Humboldt, and we went to a chip off on 9, and he holed out. So that was pretty hard to beat after we both parred 9.
Yeah, the Wallen's obviously around the junior circuit for sure. Very good players. You know, sharing that, you know, that record on your home course. Your mom is up there with the women's record. Obviously, it's, you know, special for your family. Hey? I mean, Wynyard means a lot to you guys.
Yeah, it's pretty special. We've played lots of rounds on that course. So it's pretty special, and I'm sure my sister will get up there at some point.
I'm sure she will. You know, there's been, like, I think you're under, you know, scoring this a little bit, there, Aiden. Like, there's been probably hundreds of thousands of rounds played since 88, and no one has shot that. That's something. It's remarkable, for sure.
Yeah, it's pretty special.
Then you follow it up with a 63 at the MJT, and then a 68. And when I text Jeff, I said, you know, is this the record kind of, you know, I don't know how historical, you know, the MJT is and whatnot, but he said maybe there's been the odd 63, but never following it up with a 68 to shoot a 131. Obviously, two great days. And how does that feel?
Yeah, it feels really good. Everything just went my way those days. I really just felt like I couldn't really miss, and it felt so good.
Phone's been buzzing a little bit, or all the buddies are obviously pretty happy too, I'm sure.
Yeah, I've got so many congratulations to being in Wynyard and out at Fishing Lake even. So, yeah, it means a lot that I know that so many people support me.
I know I'm just on the waiting list to get into the Canadian Juniors and hoping to get to go play Wascana and be at least the 13th Saskatchewan player in that field. But I would assume that's your number one goal right now. But other than that, for the rest of the summer and future, is college what you want to do?
Yeah, I'm looking at college right now, seeing what I can get, where I can go. Yeah, just hoping to have a strong finish this summer and a good showing for colleges.
So going into grade 12, going to graduate from Wynyard Composite High School. But lastly, you know, shout out to Wynyard. As I said to Alexa, you know, like Saskatoon, Regina, PA, that's where usually, you know, the best golfers are because of population. But, you know, Wynyard has treated you well, and I'm sure you're proud to carry that banner everywhere you go, hey?
Yeah, the course is great. The people are great. Members are so supportive. Honestly, it's a great course. I love it there.
Yeah, I love it too. Very fun to play. Awesome. Congratulations on the success, Aiden. And well, you know what? We'll see you at Wascana. I have a feeling you'll get into that field and perform well.
Thank you.